to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What you snacking on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Snack Situation. My name is Chris Sims. With me, as always, is Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, what you snacking on?
Well, Chris, because the snack that we are trying on this month's Snack Situation is, I think warmth is an important part of it, I think we should skip a lot of preamble, and then we can kind of talk about it after we try it.
I think we do post-amble.
Post-amble, that's right.
Yes.
We went to McDonald's this morning.
We did.
It's the morning time, which is a rare thing for Snack Situation.
I don't know that we've ever done a breakfast time Snack Situation.
We went to McDonald's and we got the new donut sticks. Feels like McDonald's coming at the king, but we can get more into that in a minute. But I think we should go ahead and just try these.
All right. Now, we're going to try them two different ways.
That's right. We both got coffees at McDonald's, so we're gonna try them just regular style, just eat them as they come, and then we're going to dip them in the coffee.
Yeah. All right, here we go with the dry donut stick.
Dry donut stick. Cheers.
Not great. I don't know how yours are going, but mine are not great.
They're not great?
Nope.
I think I might have gotten a better batch. But let's dunk them in the coffee and try that too.
All right, time to dunk. Better, but okay. Still not great.
Okay. Now, what do you not like about yours, Chris?
Texture. The texture is it's a little rubbery, I think.
A little rubbery.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the pastry itself is not very flavorful.
Now, did you not get a covering of cinnamon and sugar on yours?
I did. But beyond, like once you get that, like, I can put cinnamon and sugar on anything.
That's true. I would describe these as funnel cakey.
Yeah, funnel cakey.
I think donut sticks is a misnomer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, you think of donut stick, you think of the classic Hostess pastry. Donut stick.
Yeah.
And this is not that.
This is not that. This is... It's like a McDonald's funnel cake.
Yeah. This should be billed as funnel cake.
Funnel cake sticks. Because that is exactly what it tastes like, exactly what it has the texture of. I do think that these run the risk of doing that thing that McDonald's does where you don't exactly know what you're getting because depending on how long it stays in the fryer, they could be pretty good, which I think are what mine are because I think they were in the fryer just long enough. If they stay in the fryer 30 seconds longer than that and they're overcooked, they're bad.
Yeah, these are not great. Mine are kind of rough, actually.
Would you say they're overcooked?
It's tough to tell, because they don't look overcooked, but there's also, like, there's... I mean, you mentioned that they're funnel cakey, and there's clearly, like, spots where each donut stick was joined up to something else. Do yours have those?
No.
Yeah, I don't know then. I think I might have gotten a completely different animal than what you got, which defeats the point of going to McDonald's, where everything is standardized.
Yeah, I think that's partially the result of this being a new product.
Mm-hmm.
So the staff is not super used to making them yet.
Right.
And I'm sure they've been tested in test markets, but they're not like super standardized until they are. So, Marlene's going to try one. Marlene just walked in. She almost dropped it right on the floor. What's your take on McDonald's donut sticks?
It's like they want to be churros.
It's like they want to be churros.
It's like they want to be churros.
We kept comparing them to funnel cake.
Oh, not the churros.
It's like they want to be churros.
That's exactly it. Marlene has struck gold with that. They want to be churros. They are not churros. Matt, this is a frozen yogurt situation.
You know what, brother? You're not wrong. But the other thing is, by marketing them as donut sticks, you're opening yourself up to a ton of competition.
Yes.
Because donuts are everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Dunkin' got that donut spelled without the UGH on lock.
Mm-hmm.
Krispy Kreme got that warm donut content. Unbeatable.
And that's not even counting local donuts. I could go to Rise. I could go to Strong Arm Bakery and get what they call a donut, which is a stick about 4 inches long, 2 inches wide, twisted, covered in cinnamon sugar, which is what these are like the unfinished mutant clones of.
Yeah, I could go to – I mean even the grocery store. Like I could go to Ingles right now. My local chain,
mm-hmm.
and get one of those twist donut sticks, which I know there's a name for those, but I've never known the name. But like, I could go get one of those, and it could be smothered in cinnamon and sugar, and it would be, you know, twice as good as this. Like, I'm of the opinion that these aren't bad. But there are so many things that I could go get that are better.
I would say these aren't even at the level of Little Debbie Donut Sticks.
Mm, maybe equal. Because these have a lightness that I like more than Little Debbie Donut Sticks, which I find to be quite heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these aren't. I don't think they're bad. I'm never going to go back and get these again.
Yeah, I will never get these again.
Yeah.
That is a fact, Jack.
I also should note, for the first time in I don't know how long, got hot coffee at McDonald's. I really took a leap here.
Now, that's another thing I want to talk about. I think we need to rank the coffee as well, separately.
It's not great.
When I was drinking cheap coffee, Matt.
Yeah.
I seem to recall that the McCafe, which is French for McCoffee.
That's right.
Was on the better end of fast food coffees. Bojangles, with their Bojo, drop the ball. Bojo is nasty.
Bojangles coffee is shockingly not good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure what other restaurants, like Wendy's isn't open for breakfast. I guess there's like Burger King and Hardee's. Their coffee is not great. It's dark and you can put sugar in it if you want. Like that's what it has in common with coffee.
Yeah. I think Hardee's coffee is granddad coffee.
Yes, very much so.
Because my granddad and older people in the town where I grew up would always go to Hardee's for breakfast.
There's always a weird contingent. And I say weird, but I mean like, you know, I don't mean it in a particularly rude way. But if you go to like a McDonald's at 7 a.m., or a Hardee's, there's always like two or three tables just full of senior citizens.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Like the earlier you go, the higher the quotient of seniors, for sure.
Yeah, and they're there every day, which I have a lot of questions about.
Yeah, they all have their senior coffees,
mm-hmm.
which cost like 60 cents or whatever, and they're enjoying their breakfast in the morning.
I mean, which as they should, you know. I'm not saying go away. I'm just saying like it is interesting that getting out of the house and grabbing a cup of coffee and meeting regularly with your friends takes place at Hardee's.
It has everything to do with that senior coffee being 60 cents.
I think you are correct.
It's about getting a deal.
Yeah.
If you feel like you got a deal every day, then you're a happy person, I guess. Yeah, the McCafe coffee, I don't mind McDonald's iced coffee. The regular ass coffee is pretty, I feel like, pretty weak.
Yeah, it was, I believe, among the weakest coffees. Like, I remember reading an article about the strength and brew of various fast food and quick service coffees.
Yeah.
Like I say, though, mine's not bad. The coffee is the best part of this for me.
How did you take your McDonald's coffee?
I take it with sugar.
Okay.
Black with sugar. And I have also dunked a bunch of donut sticks into it. So there's little cinnamon debris floating on top.
Little cinnamon flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for two creams, which in retrospect was a mistake. Just one, I think, would have done it. And I don't take coffee with sugar anymore.
So you just get it. You just get it with cream.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you don't like hot drinks.
No.
So you got a hot coffee.
I did.
You don't like.
It's a real step for me. Once it cools off to a certain point, I'm fine.
Yeah, just take your hot coffee, put it in the fridge for a couple hours.
I used to do when I drank before I started drinking iced coffee. If I was drinking coffee, I would like put a piece of ice in it, which I know is probably sacrilege, but I would do it.
Can't be watering it down, buddy. No, I should also note we are doing this relatively early for us. I've been awake for a couple hours. Like I've been awake and working, and then we decided to go grab our food. But this is the first cup of coffee I've had all day.
Yeah.
So it tastes great to me.
Okay. So do we want to go
ahead? Last donut stick.
I have one last one too. I mean, I'll say this. I'm eating all of these.
Oh, I'm eating all of them. But they're not great. I'm eating all of them because this is breakfast.
Yeah. They're not, like, so bad that I can't continue eating them.
Down at the bottom of the bag is, like, just a bunch of cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can roll one of these guys around in that so that you cannot taste the actual fake churro, then it's good.
All right. I just polished off my donut sticks.
Same.
They came in a... They actually come in orders of a half dozen and dozen. You'd know I only got that half dozen.
Yeah, I got that half dozen as well. But it feels like eight. It did not feel like six.
I watched them make them. Were yours
really? So you got them fresh?
Yeah. Were yours like just pulled out of under a heat lamp?
Yeah, I believe so. Because what happened was I made my order. And then I went and stood against the wall waiting for my food to come up. And this poor overworked woman who was working there did not see me. And so assumed I had gotten my food, even though she was the only one handing food to people.
Yeah. No.
And then after she had kind of cleared out the counter, she was like, oh, what are you waiting on? And yeah. I said, everything I ordered.
Yeah. I would say freshness absolutely makes a huge difference with these.
It always does at McDonald's.
Yeah. Let me tell you. I've gotten, what are they, like chicken strips? Like you can get like chicken strips for really cheap. And I've gotten those before where they clearly have been sitting under a heat lamp for hours. And honestly, one of the worst things I've ever eaten. Just these hard, dry chicken strips.
McDonald's French fries are like literally the best thing in the world. until they are terrible.
Yeah.
And it is like, you can start a stopwatch. It's like watching an atom decay.
They have a half-life.
They have a half-life. And interestingly enough, I feel like there are several fast food offerings that have that. Like, a Wendy's Frosty, like, it's going to turn on you. You're going to hit a point where you're done with it and there is Frosty remaining.
I think these fall into that category as well. Okay, so where are we going to put donut sticks
now,
on the list?
We are specifically ranking donut sticks dry, donut sticks dunked, mm-hmm. and then I would also like to rank McCafe small coffee.
Okay.
Because, by the way, you could not – I tried to order the donut sticks combo with a large coffee.
Yeah.
And it was impossible.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The lady literally told me, I cannot change this to a large coffee.
I considered changing my coffee to a iced coffee, but I didn't think dunking in an iced coffee would be that good.
Probably not.
And
although, I mean, it's certainly good with Oreos.
Yeah.
You ever dunk an Oreo in an iced coffee, Matt?
I have done that. It's not bad.
It's tight.
I also didn't want to buck the established system.
Yeah, I think in a situation like this, we have to take this one as it comes.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so my eyes are immediately drawn to Witch's Brew Frappuccino, the other made-to-order huge chain item that we have on this
list.
The
other gimmick.
The other gimmick, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's very comparable, because the Witch's Brew Frappuccino is also bad.
I think the Witch's Brew Frappuccino was worse. Because I couldn't even get through that thing.
Would you rather have a Little Debbie brownie than a dry donut stick?
I think I'd rather have the donut stick, but it's strictly a texture issue. The donut sticks are kind of light, and the brownies are very thick and heavy.
The brownies are very heavy, but I do think they taste better than a dry donut stick.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm swayed a lot just with a sprinkle of cinnamon sugar. Like, a sprinkle of cinnamon sugar will make anything palatable to me. But I see what you're saying.
Now, right above that, we have Trina's Honey Jalapeno Puffs, which we were very let down by.
Let down by, but I think they were better than this.
So you're saying McDonald's donut sticks, dry, would go between the Jalapeno Puffs and the Santa Brownie?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that makes sense to me. And we can both agree that Dunked is better.
I think so. I mean, honestly, if I'm being super real,
mm-hmm.
because I had some fresh donut sticks that had just been made, I preferred the dry donut stick when I dunked it in the coffee. But I know that my version of donut sticks is not the norm. You're not normally going to get them straight out of the fryer. They just put cinnamon sugar on them. Donut sticks. You're going to get donut sticks that have been sitting out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to go with what I think is going to be standard. Like, I pray if you go get McDonald's donut sticks that they make them fresh for you.
Yes.
I pray for that.
But I pray.
But I don't believe that that is going to be what happens for most people.
I would say my experience. Because they're a very dry food, the donut sticks.
Yeah.
Very dry.
You know what they should come with?
Are you talking about an icing to dip them in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that they don't.
Which I believe is kind of the standard practice.
Yeah, I mean,
when
your other big chains have figured this out. Your Domino's?
Oh, yeah.
They've
figured
out if you're selling a sweet bread item, give the person some frost, some icing to dunk
it. Matt, can I just get, like, real with you for a second?
Please do.
Can I just get up on the mic and get real with you?
Hit me.
I would fuck up a Domino's cinnamon bread with that icing you dip it in right now. It is 10:34 a.m.
probably.
I would go hard. Now, comparably, there's also the Taco Bell Cinnabon Delights on the Taco Bell breakfast menu.
Yeah. Oh, man. This coffee is already cold now. Like, there's a certain warmth level that is enjoyable for a coffee like this.
Uh-huh.
And then it hits a certain level of cold where you're like, I don't want this anymore.
I also want to say, it is a gray, rainy, miserable day here in the Triangle. How are things up in the mountains?
That was yesterday here. Today, it's just gray. The rain has stopped.
Yeah, I went outside yesterday. I was feeling fine. I literally stepped outside my apartment and got depressed.
Yeah, man, that'll happen. All right,
that's so sad. Hit me.
Let's try to cheer ourselves up by continuing to rank things. Let's rank these dunked donut sticks.
For me, still not great, but better. I would say maybe at the level of a I would probably eat a Tim Tam's coconut and lychee before I would eat this again, but I don't know if I'd go back to the Kavenki.
Yeah, that seems fine to me.
All right, then let's put those in there. McDonald's donut sticks dunked. Now we have the McCafe. The plain, standard McCafe hot coffee.
Where on the list is drinkable but not good coffee? Like, where does that go?
A perfectly average coffee.
Because that's what it is.
It's super average.
I would say below average.
Mine is entirely adequate.
Adequate is a good way to put it. Adequate coffee.
The problem is, in terms of drinks, we do not have a ton of drinks on the list. So we have, I guess, the Witch's Brew Frappuccino counts.
This is better than Witch's Brew Frappuccino.
It's better than Witch's Brew Frappuccino.
Yeah.
I would not put Witch's Brew Frappuccino in or near my body again.
I wouldn't give Witch's Brew Frappuccino to an enemy.
I probably would. I'm a little more vindictive than you are.
This is I'm looking for the part of the list that's just like, it's fine.
Well, the thing is, there's such a big gap between Witch's Brew Frappuccino and Wild Bill Soda Company, which was good.
Yeah, I don't think we can go by ranking against drinks. The gulf between the drinks on our list is too huge.
You know where I'm looking?
Cookies and Scream?
Cookies and Scream. M&M's Cookies and Scream are a perfectly adequate candy.
And they're right under Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat Chips, which are also fine.
Which are also fine.
They don't have a flavor besides hot.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is an aside. There's an episode of the newest season of Atlanta,
mm-hmm,
where Earn, the character that Donald Glover plays, is standing. He's at a gas station and he's eating hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks Darius, what flavor are hot Cheetos? And Darius says, it's on the bag, man. Hot. and then Earn eats another Cheeto and he goes, I do taste hot.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
That's very good. No, I would. They're absolutely not as good as Thin Mints.
They're absolutely not. Yeah, the coffee's absolutely not as good as Thin Mints. Thin Mints
I mean, I will say, if I wake up at a comic book convention, I'm not going looking for Thin Mints, but I will take a McDonald's coffee. But that is because I live in a society where I have become reliant on this awful bitter beverage to get through my day.
I mean, okay. If someone asked me, hey, do you want a McDonald's coffee? If I'm like sitting at the table at a con and somebody goes, do you want a McDonald's coffee? I'd be like, is there any other coffee? Right?
That's a very rude thing to say. Like, if I came back from McDonald's with a coffee for you and I was like,
if you already had it, sure. I'm saying if like somebody's like, I'm going to go get coffee. Do you want a McDonald's coffee? I'd be like, can you go somewhere else? I'll give you money. You know? Mm-hmm. Likewise, if somebody said, I'm going to go buy some Girl Scout cookies. Do you want a box of Thin Mints? I'd be like, I'd rather have these other Girl Scout cookies. But I might be a little more excited. Like, okay, if you already had the McDonald's coffee, I would take it. But I'd be like, I might not drink all of this. If you had a box of Thin Mints and you were like, you want some Thin Mints? I'd be like, you bet. You know, I'd be more excited about the Thin Mints.
Okay, so definitely below Thin Mints. That's our hard ceiling.
Yeah.
Is it – I mean, if I'm looking at a cup of coffee or a handful of cookies and scream, I'm going to take the McDonald's coffee.
I'm going to take the McDonald's coffee too. I think this goes below the Lil Boozy's chips though.
Definitely below Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat chips.
Because despite the only flavor of them being hot, they are good.
Yeah, I enjoyed them. So the McDonald's McCafe coffee, regular, goes into the list between Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat chips and M&M's Cookies and Scream. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's what we've got this month.
Now, Chris, do you want to part the curtain a little bit and let our listeners know how we ended up arriving at trying these McDonald's donut sticks for the show?
Yeah, this was a backup plan.
This was a backup plan.
What we were originally going to do was we were going to have the Oreo showdown, and we were going to compare Double Stuff to Mega Stuff to the Most Stuff with a Trader Joe's JoJo's, which are their versions of chocolate cookie with vanilla cream filling, as a baseline slash control group.
Yeah.
Now, I have in my home right now Trader Joe's JoJo's, Oreo Double Stuffed, and Oreo Mega Stuffed. The Most Stuff appears to have only lasted about 3 weeks. I could drive to Cary and get it, but beyond that, like, we would have to go on eBay or on Amazon and pay back market prices. And neither of us wants to do that.
Yeah, they lasted like 3 weeks to a month. Because I think they started around January 19th or 20th. And we're recording this on February 20th. And already Mega Stuff is like gone. It's like Oreo made – or Nabisco made one batch of Mega Stuff. And that was it.
Most stuff.
Mega Stuff.
Mega Stuff one. you can still acquire.
Okay, so Most Stuff. And yeah, I wish it was still around. I would like to have done that because I find the Most Stuff very curious. It's a curious invention, but I by the looks of it, they didn't really catch on.
It's very weird because like there is, if you go to the Oreo website, which does not have a store locator, by the way,
does not, no.
Then there is a Most Stuff competition where you can win a Jeep, running until March 6th.
Clearly, there was a plan.
Yeah,
there was a plan to keep doing Most Stuff, but the only thing I can figure is they were not selling.
Either they were not selling or they were selling too well. Because remember a couple years ago there was a white fudge Oreo shortage at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's either one or the other. Yeah.
So and I know that they now have if we want to do cookies in the future, Matt, they now have chocolate covered Nutter Butters, which are quite good. And regular fudge-covered Oreos that are not the Christmassy white fudge Oreos, but are in a similar package, similar design.
Interesting. Also worth noting, this contest that Oreo has going on
mm-hmm.
to win the Jeep,
mm-hmm.
it's called The Stuff Inside.
Which is weird.
But it's not branded the most stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was reading news articles that specified that this was a tie-in to the most stuff.
Yeah, but it's
but it like, is not listed on the website as being a tie-in.
Yeah, nothing on the website is branded with the most stuff. I wonder if it was a couple weeks ago. You know.
Also, the Oreo website's bad.
It is bad. There's like almost no information on it.
No information. No store locator. I tried to open up shoporeo.com, shop.oreo.com, which is called shoporeo.com on the Oreo website, and it's just not loading.
Get
Oreo
together,
is
Oreo.
One of the like most well-known cookie brand. What is a more well-known cookie brand than Oreo, Matt?
I can't think of one. I mean, the second is Chips Ahoy, probably. And yeah. It's like, what are you even doing?
Yeah, and Chips Ahoy is the bad chocolate chip cookie.
It's the bad.
If you offered me a Chips Ahoy, I'd be like, oh, no, thank you.
Maybe Keebler? Maybe Keebler is close.
Maybe so.
But
Foot Stripe?
Like, no one – I don't think anybody else comes close to the brand recognition, the being a name people know than Oreo. Get a better website, guys.
Get a better website. You can afford a better website, Oreo cookies.
So here's the thing. Since, Chris, you already have all those Oreos that you bought,
mm-hmm.
maybe we could do some BOCO or something where you try Oreos.
Oreo BOCO?
Oreo BOCO.
I think I could probably do that.
Well, we'll think about it. I think we're done here, though. We're done with these donut sticks.
Yeah, thumbs down on the donut sticks. Not good.
My thumb is sort of lateral to the left.
If we're at a con and we go over to McDonald's, are you ever going to get donut sticks again?
No.
Yeah. I'll get a sausage biscuit combo.
Yeah, I'll get a sausage biscuit. That's the thing. McDonald's has plenty of other breakfast options that are much better.
And they have plenty of other sweets that are better. I would rather dip an apple pie in a coffee than go with these donut sticks again.
Like, I will absolutely, if I'm getting breakfast at McDonald's, I will absolutely just get a sausage biscuit.
Yeah.
Or a McGriddle or something.
Yeah, my go-to is always the sausage biscuit.
That's pretty much my standard at any fast food breakfast establishment. Like, well, I mean, if I'm at Bojangles, I'll probably get a Cajun filet biscuit, but I have gotten sausage biscuits at Bojangles before. If I'm at Hardee's, I'm getting a sausage biscuit.
I think something about the McDonald's, it sounds terrible if I try to put it in words, because basically there is a tenderness to it that's like it melts in your mouth, which is usually a bad thing when you are eating meat. But the McDonald's sausage biscuit, like the biscuit and the sausage, just like it's very good. It's very good.
It's very good.
Full disclosure, I got a sausage biscuit combo this morning as well and ate it on the way home.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you manage to try McDonald's donut sticks, let me say again, I pray that you get them fresh. We'll be back in March with another snack that hopefully won't be a plan B and will be exactly what we wanted to discuss. These snack situation specials are made possible by our supporters on Patreon. You can head over to patreon.com/warrocketajax to kick in as little as $1 a month to make sure that these keep going and we keep filling our bodies with garbage.
That is one way to put it.
Bye, everybody.
Stay hungry.
This has been a Kleitos Media production.